Get it? Okay, Chevra, let's learn Yoridea Simin Sadi Beisa Ifches, which of course is the din that gets into the entire conversation about how to use the same oven for milchiks and fleishiks. There is a halacha that the Mechaber quotes in Metshuvas HaRash, that if I have a machvas shel cholov, shenasnu b'kira tachas kedera shel basar, hazeya ola v'nivro b'kedera v'osirasa, that if I have a pan of milk that you put in the oven and it's underneath a kedera shel basar, so the zeya goes up and becomes absorbed into the pot and it makes it aser. The Ramah, however, gives two kulas. Kula number one that the Ramah gives is if the zeya is not yad soledespo. No? If the zeya is not yad soledespo, then he assumes it's not going to be a problem. The Yad Avram on the bottom of the page tainos that even if the zeya is not yad soledespo, but if the kedera itself is yad soledespo, it still would create a problem. But that's beferish in the Yad Avram on the bottom of the page. Kula number two of the Ramah is that if the machvas is mechusa, everything is permitted. Midi dehever ashtei kederos no goes zubazu. That if it's covered, so everything is permitted. Just like you have when two pots touch each other, that it's not going to be a problem whatsoever because there's a cover between them. They're not directly touching. Then the Ramah adds, l'chatchila, Yeshli Zahir Bekoza. But nonetheless, L'chila, you should be careful about everything. Now, let's just start this din a little bit backwards. When the Ramah says that L'chila, you should be careful about everything, what does that Ramah mean? There are two ways to understand the Ramah. The Ramah might mean that L'chila, I should be careful when the Machvas is Mechusa. Again, I have Milchiks, let's say, in the pan, but it's covered. So the Ramah says I should be careful l'chatchila in that case, even though it's covered, and presumably the zeya won't escape, but l'maisa covers are only as good as they are tight, and sometimes a cover is looser than you would want, and the zeya could escape and create a problem. So therefore l'chatchila should be careful in that case. But it's possible that the Ramah is not being machmir in the case of shtei kederos no go zubazu. That if I have two pots and they are touching each other, so then maybe there's no need to be machmir in that case, because mehechatesi, anything will come out. Now, alternatively, you could say that the Ramah is even machmir and shtei kederos no go zubazu, but the reason he's machmir is because you have two pots and they're touching, there's always a concern that maybe something will spill out of one pot into the other pot. But let's say I have two pots and they're mamish covered and they're touching, mehechatesi should be machmir. Now, one could argue, basically, that there are two ways of understanding the Ramah. When the Ramah says, Yeshli Zayir Bekoza, he might mean that there is a concern that even though we paskin that Ein HaBalua Yotzi Mekli Lekli Balo Rotev, but maybe that's a din b'diyavet l'chatchila, I have to be concerned that the Balua, the absorbed taste, will go from one Kli to the other Kli. That is certainly a plausible reading of the Ramah. According to that, I'd be machmir by shtei kederos no go zubazu, even if they're covered, right? I'd be machmir also in this case of the machvas, because maybe it's going to escape. Both chashos are true. L'chatchila, I have to be worried that balua is holich mekli l'kli below rotav. If you look in the Hagol Shari Dura, right, that's written by the Trumas Hadeshin on the Sefer Shari Dura, it's Nun Aleph Os Gimel in the Hagos. The Hagol Shari Dura sounds like he is saying that l'chatchila, you should be choshesh, that Balua is Holech Mekli L'Kli B'lo Rotev. Reb Fava Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan in Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkan Kuf Pei Gimel Paskins this way. That would mean that I should have separate racks inside my oven. That would mean I should have separate grates on top of my oven, because I have to be worried. You know, like I have these little tripod things on my oven. I have to be worried that there's going to be Balua in that tripod from fleishiks, let's say that spilled out, and then when I put my macaroni and cheese on it, so l'chatchila should be choshesh, that balua is holich mekli l'kli b'lo rotev. That's what should emerge based on the simple reading of the Ramah. Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, the Ramah is talking about kederos.
The Ramah is talking about kederos, but if the lumdis of the Ramah is a how come I'm choshesh by kederos, if I'm choshesh because I'm assuming that l'chatchila Balua is holich mekli l'kli b'lo rotev. That b'diyevet it won't be, anochanami, but l'chatchila, why get involved in it? So then what should emerge is that I should be machmir even on the tripods, even on the racks.
That's not just talking about Balula, he's talking about...
Well, in the, but one second. When my two pots are when my two pots are touching, what's the possible issue? What's gonna right go? So you're right. Enochanami. It's not just balua. The pots are full.
It's not shy that I'm choshesh at balua. You don't say balua wrote that. I'm choshesh that, as you said,
that's another way of reading it, Enochanami. But the simple reading of the Rambam. Well, it's, I don't know, simple. It's certainly a plausible reading within the Rambam. That he is also choshish, that balua is holy from the kli l'kli b'lorotav. It's a plausible reading.
Does that mean there's no raya from the Trumas HaDeshen?
Correct. The Trumas HaDeshen is choshish by Shtei Kederos. Maybe the Shtei Kederos are full. And the Shtei Kederos are full, the chshash is only because of spillage. Now, right, that would mean, right, that, yeah. Why not?
It's
metal that absorbed flavor, so I have to be choshish that lechatchila the balua is going to go mikli lekli b'lorotiv.
It has the status of any. It's treated the same way as any other type of kli. It's considered a regular kli. It's not like, it's not,
I mean, the only reason why it would be better is because it's eitzel ha'esh. Mamish, and we learned previously that when the tipas cholah falls eitzel ha'esh, it's going to be okay because the ish is sarfo. However, if it's more than a tipa, if it's a significant amount, then the ish won't be sarif. So on my grates, don't I have to be worried that you have a real spill that came on them? If I have a real spill that came on them, then I should be choshesh, right, perhaps, that lechatchila, the balua is going to go mikli lekli below rotav. I think this is not done in mainstream communities. I think people use the same grates for their mochik pots and their fleishik pots, and we understand that what the Rambam means is just some concern of spillage, or some concern with the kisui hakadera, that the kisui hakadera might not be on properly, and there might be some escape, which is the equivalent of spillage based on the principle that the Tshuvas HaRash sets forth, that Zeya has the din of the same thing. This idea is mentioned by Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph of Yerideya Simen Mem, and then when Rav Moshe was attacked by Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum, who's in Brooklyn, who's in Queens, no? Noach Isaac Olbaum is like a prominent Rav in Queens, so he wrote a tshuva to Rav Moshe. He said, but one second, Rav Moshe, what are you doing with the Rambam? And he says that he asked many Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Moshe responds, Rabbi Olbaum, he says, listen, you know, usually I would delay in the tshuva, but you said this is She'ilas HaRabbonim, She'ilas HaRabbon, you think it's against the Beferish Rambam, so I have to respond right away. And he writes in Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud, in response to Rabbi Olbaum, and he thinks the pshat in the Ramah is yeshli zar b'chosa only because of the seepage, the spillage, but not because of balua holich mikli l'kli below rotav. If you look in the Magen Avraham and Arachayim Simen Kufa and Gimel that we encountered earlier when we learned Simen Peches, the Magen Avraham was beferish that we assume that ein habalua holich mikli l'kli below rotav is a din even l'chatchila. That's Marash Beferish in the Magen Avraham over there in Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. If you look in the Yad Yehuda over here also, the Yad Yehuda understands that the concern of the Ramah is out the spillage rather than out the din of Ein HaBalo HaHolach Mekli Lekli below Rotav. So that is point one. Point two that I want to talk about is the fundamental issue that the Tshuvas HaRash in Klal Chaf Os Chavav brings up, that Zeya has a din of... The Zeya of Oichos and the Boichos and Mashka and Mashka, the Zeya of substances have the same status of that substance. And this comes from a Mishnah in the second parak of Machshirin. Right? The Mishnah in the second parak of Machshirin basically tells us that, here it's Parak Bays, Mishnah Bays, Merchatz Temeya, the Zeya is Temeya. And Merchatz Tahora, right, has a din of Kiyutan. In other words, that the Zeya that comes from a merchatz is considered the same as the merchatz itself. If the merchatz is tameyos, then the zeya is also going to be tamei. The Gra, however, in Oslam Mites, quotes a different makar for the din of that the machva shochol of the din that comes up over here. And the Gra's makar seems to be from the Gemara Daf Kufches that Niyar V'Kisa spreads the Issa throughout the entire pot. What's a pshat in Kisa? Kisa means I cover the pot. And what happens when I cover the pot? When I cover the pot, the hevel is mispashet v'kulo, uki'ilo kula b'toch haroldov. So I see that the steam, by covering the pot, the steam spreads through everything, and we see that it's ki'ilu, it's all mixed together. You see from that din also, says the Gra, not only from the Mishnah Machshirin, you see from that din also that Zeya has the same status as the item that it's in. So the Gra has two basic makoros for this din. Of course, were we to be into Lundis, which we of course aren't, you know, because we only are very dry and halachic, so we could try to create nafkaminos between these two makoros. Now, trying to create nafkaminos over here is a little bit less than fully honest, because the Gra is quoting both makoros, both the Mishnah in Machshirin and the din of Niyar V'Kisa, the din of covering the pot. But nevertheless, we could create two separate makoros, because if you look in the Shuv of the Mishkanus Yankiv, the Mishkanus Yankiv, we pointed out, had the worst job in the world. He was the Litvisher Rav of the town of Karlin, right? Probably not so much fun. But the Mishkanus Yankiv in this Shuv and Simon Lamed Dalet basically has a tremendous kula. The Mishkanus Yankiv wants to, in theory, not Lamaisa, he wants to, in theory, argue on Yoredei at Sadi Beis Sifchas. He wants to argue on the Tshuvas Harash. He says that, yeah, you're going to tell me that Merchatz Temeya is the source of Zeya? Maybe that halacha is true only by Tuma and Tahara. Maybe Tuma and Tahara has a different status than Isser V'Heter. Haraya, we countered in Simon Pei Zayin that the Cholov Shebekeva, according to many Rishonim, is considered already digested, and therefore, according to many Rishonim, the Cholov Shebekeva loses its milchik status min hatayra. Remember that? Now, what do you think is more milchik dik? The Cholov Shebekeva, which is milk, looks like milk, just tastes a little different than regular milk, or the Zeya, the steam that comes up from a pot? My guess, and I think most people intuitively would say, obviously Zeya is less connected to the substance it came from than the Cholov Shebekeva. And if you're going to tell me that Cholov Shebekeva hasnished Cholov, so that would mean that Zeya also hasnished Zeya, and therefore he quotes a tshuva of the Rivash, that the Rivash wants to be makel on alcohol through fermentation, that it's not a din of chametz, no? The Rivash wants to say that the only time that I say the Zeya of a substance has the status of a substance might be by Stam Yenam, because there are different halachas in Mishnayis and Temura. Certain items are min ha-nikbarin, other items are min ha-nisrafim, right? Those items that are min ha-nikbarin, so the afer of those items is going to be usher. Only those items am I going to say, right? About those items, I'm going to say, like, by Stam Yena Mechfes, it's going to be Osir even Shalok Kedarka in these cases. So, therefore, I'm going to say that the Zeya is Osir. But by most items, the Zeya is going to be Mutter. Now, of course, if he's right, and the Mishkas Yankiv doesn't really get into this, so Basar B'Cholov, the Zeya of Basar B'Cholov itself might be a problem, just like the same as the Zeya of Stam Yena, but that's already advanced Talmud. But the fact is that the Mishkanus Yankiv in that Shuva in Simin Lamed Dalet, the Mishkanus Yaakov is saying that maybe there is no such din as Zeya lahalacha when it comes to Isser V'Heter. Maybe only by Tumah Tahara is a din of Zeya, and although he's not so inclined to be so mech on it lamaisa, but in the case of Stam, in the case of whiskey, Sha'avar Alav HaPesach, no, it's probably a very common Shaila, right? Someone just asked me this, like last week, that his in-laws are Balei Tshuva, and they have lots of really expensive schnapps. And they probably spent 30 years not selling their schnapps. So now what happens? No? Serious kasha. Serious shayla. What do you do? So Mishkas Yankov is inclined, well, maybe you can rely on the fact that the schnapps might not be real chametz because it went through some fermentation process. And therefore, based on this Rivash that Mishkanus Yankiv is quoting, so it's only Zeya, and Zeya is not going to be Usser, and since the Isser of Chamash Shavar Alav HaPesach is only an Isser that's a Knas Midrabanon, so therefore maybe it could be Mekel on the case of the Schnapps that was left off over. That's what the Mishkanus Yankiv concludes in that Shuvah. Very interesting Shuvah of the Mishkanus Yankiv. It's quoted in the footnote in the Art Scroll or something, no? So it's like official. Right. Now, the fact is The fact is, when they went to the Rav and they asked the Rav about whether schnapps is considered chametz gomer or not considered chametz gomer, according to those who want to be choshesh for the gra, not to sell chametz gomer by mechiras chametz, right? So the Rav's line, as is quoted in Rav Shechter's Nefesh HaRav, I think, I don't remember if it's Nefesh or Mepnis, he said, Besser nicht zu fragen. Right? Don't ask me. That means the Rav was not really relying on the Mishkanus Yankiv. I think Morei Horah don't really rely. I'd be out of business. I mean, what am I selling in terms of Mechiras Chametz? I'm trying to corner the market. No? Right? So what am I going to be selling in Mechiras Chametz? So I'm going to be selling lots and lots and lots of schnapps. No? That's basically my job. So, right? According to Mishkanus Yankiv, technically the sale of schnapps is not as essential. But the fact is, the Rush holds that the Zeya is going to be...
You wouldn't have to sell it, or only Bidiyavit you're allowed to drink it.
Well, the Mishkanus Yankiv is only relying on it in a Bidiyavit situation. But if I truly hold like the Rivash, so then, right, it's not Chametz. Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. That's like the biggest cool in Judaism, no? Right, you can drink it on Pesach even. Right, that's already, right? It's kind of extreme. Yeah.
The Raya that the Mishkanus Yankiv wanted to bring from, in case of the Keva, with the milk inside the Keva, is that, in general, like the approach that we've been taking as far as if things look like milk, and therefore they should have the dinner and home or something which doesn't have any milk appearance? Is that really a fair... There are other things...
So that's the question. It's intuitively, it's a really sound argument.
Huh?
Yeah. What's the Svar L'chalik?
It's completely different. The point there was that it was Yatzah Minaolam. No longer in the world of Chalik.
Why not? It was milk 20 minutes ago, or let's say 2 hours ago, milk.
We're not looking at the chemical makeup. If we're looking at chemical makeup, then you're a kosher cane.
Right. But why should I not look at the chemical? In other words, what you're arguing is that it loses the din cholov once it's ingested.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe. I mean, I think the Mishkanus Yankiv is arguing, we'd have to try to bring rayas one way or the other. Right? His argument seems to be... like, look at the substance. What's more milchic like?
So if you look at the substance, so what's transfalsh of the whole difference.
So I think the pshad is that it's a shtikl nifsal, and that amount of pasulos is enough to make it lose its din of chalav, because it doesn't taste 100% like milk. Right? That's what Achronim said. If the cow just nursed right now and then I shecht it, so then that's not called chalav shebekeva. That's going to be mutter according to anybody. Obviously, the case is that there's some digestive process that began. There's a haschal of the digestion, and once it's haschal of the digestion, right, so then the Rambam and the other Rishonim hold it loses its din min hatayra of chalav. Right, but if that's the cheshbin, that the chosha bekeva, if it just nursed a second ago, is usser, so that means that we're saying that we take a look at the chemical makeup, and it only becomes mutter once, right, it begins to... Okay. I mean, again, it's possible to defend. I'm just trying to say the Mishkanus Yankiv's argument is pretty good. It's not... Again, Lafi and the Estaiti, it's not so weak.
Isn't it Tosos also who says that alcohol is
chametz
gomer? Yeah,
because of Brachos.
Well, Tosos in Brachos.
Where are these? Yeah, they quote that.
Okay.
Well, Tosos is talking about beer. Beer might be different than.
It doesn't go through.
Beer ferments. Well, the taste is more noticeable. The taste of the grain is much more noticeable in beer. I think that's
a very vacuous
thing. Enochanami. Again, I'm not saying to accept this revush. I'm just saying that, you know, we have to think about it seriously. But what emerges from the revush, though, is that if you read Mishkanus Yankiv, I should say. When you read the whole Mishkanus Yankiv, the Mishkanus Yankiv also deals with the second proof of the Gra, the proof from Kisas HaKedera. But the Mishkanus Yankiv says, oh, and look at Rashi on that Gemara. Rashi understands that Kisas HaKedera means that I cover the pot, and what comes up is Mayim. That the Mayim Shebeshuleho Zokt Rashi on Kufches is Olam Ad Lamayla. That means much more, right? This is similar to what we were discussing yesterday in the Ramah. It's more the Resicha than the Zeya. It's bubbles, boils that's coming up. No? You mamish see the water coming up. So he says, oh, maybe in that case, everything is Mitzuraf, but not in the case of plain, ordinary Zeya. Because there is steam in a pot even without the Resichas. Right? And I think that raya is worth contending with. Okay. Be it as it may, this actually, the nafgamina between these sources can be seen by reading the Gra carefully a little bit. When the Gra quotes the source from Chulin Kuf Ches about Kisas HaKedera, he writes a Lashon Shehevel Mispashet Bekulo. Rabbi Jachter, in his article in the RJJ Journal, it's a very fine article about using the same oven for Milchiks and Fleishiks, he points out that Rav Shechter is Mekel on using the same oven for Milchiks and Fleishiks, even one right after the other, even if they are uncovered, because he says that this din is not a din of plain Zaya. Ordinary steam is garnished mit garnished, but Hevel, thick, the way he used the nusach I heard from him, Rav Shechter said, like pea soup thick. Right? It's like thick steam that like hits you in the face type of thing. So that's what we're talking about. That's Hevel. The Gra over here, I don't know how much to make of it, doesn't use a Lashon of Zeyah, he uses a Lashon of Hevel. Perhaps that means that only thicker steam has a din of steam. However, for the Makar would be from the Mishnah in Machshirin. So the Mishnah in Machshirin, in the bathhouse, even when the bathhouse is very steamy, I think the amount of steam is not as much as you would have by a pot.
So just to clarify what Rav Shechter said, that
so Rav Shechter holds,
if it's Hevel, then obviously it's
so Hevel is going to be a problem that the Hevel will go up and be Bileya into it. Zeya, Rav Shechter holds, and the best source of this that by Itan Shnal Shomi is a tshuva of the OU, K36. So Rav Shechter basically holds that Zeya will never go up and then be maflit the Isser that's in the pot and have it come back down. The Zeya might just go up and stay there, but it might not go up and be maflit the Isser that's in the top of the oven and have it come back down.
That's a different
Svar. That's a related Svar that we'll talk about in 3 minutes. Right, that's a, there's a Dugo Mervav on the bottom of the page, etc. Right?
Well, we'll talk.
So, one could argue that the steam that comes up from food maybe has a din of milchiks, let's say, but it's not such a powerful liquid that has the koyach to draw out the iser from the fleishik pot on top.
I thought we were worried it's going to go in the fleishik pot.
So there are two issues. One could contend that Zeya is the thinner steam. It might go up, but it won't come down, whereas Hevel might go up and come down.
Isn't that a shaila in our Ramah in and of itself?
In what?
The mashmos of the Ramah, that which he said that it asers the pot that's on top of it. Does it also aser the food that's on the bottom?
So that's a shaila, correct. The Dago Merivava Tainas, that if the machvas is usser, so the kedera becomes usser, and even the machvas, which is on the bottom, becomes usser as well. The Prima Godem argues on the Dago Merivava. Rav Shechter, if I understand it correctly, is saying that that really we should be choshish for the Dago Merivava that goes up and comes back down, but only if it's Hevel, not if it's Zeya. If that's the case, so then when it comes to using the same oven consecutively,
why not at the same time?
If I use at the same time, so then I have to be worried that the Zeya won't go up. And I'm not worried it's going to go up and come back down, but I am worried that the two Zeyas are going to meet, or the Zeya from one might go into the other. Right? I don't know that the path is only up. It could be that the path is going to be side to side. Also, when it's at the same time, I have to contend with issues of Recha in Kufres, not only issues of Zeya. Right? But the issue of Zeya generally is focused on using the oven consecutively. Our case in Yerideya of the machbas underneath the kedera is an unusual case. Most of us don't hang fleishik talim or fleishik pot on top of our oven, although in olden ovens, if you look at revolutionary age kitchens, like in all of these homes, they always had like all the talim hanging on top of the fireplace, which they used for cooking, no?
They have a small kitchen, like
If I have racks, so then the issue might be relevant. Do I have to be worried that the kalim are going to become what? That the kalim are going to become milchik when I am cooking some milchiks on the oven, that the steam will go up. So it would seem that even according to Rav Shechter, who is Mechavetin Zeya and Hevel, you have to be worried about it going up, and I shouldn't be hanging kalim on top of my range top, correct?
Only if
it's going to be yad so lettuce when it gets there, like we saw in the Ramah and the Hanami. So you have to experiment. Okay.
Wait, you're saying on top of the oven?
On top of the range top. I have my range top, and I'm hanging my ladles. You have stuff hanging up on top. Okay. Let's just continue. What I'm basically trying to argue is that there is a possibility of being mechalek between Hevel and Zeya, and the chiluk that the way Rav Shechter says it. Now, certain people online make big mistakes when they quote Rav Shechter. If this is the correct understanding of Shechter, that he is choshish for some sort of zeya in terms of going up, but coming back down, that didn't be true only by Hevel. Read K36 and decide for yourself. Certain people online quote Rav Shechter completely wrong, in my opinion. They quote that Rav Shechter is make on using the same oven, one after the other, because he holds like the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's go slowly. Aruch HaShulchan and She'elas Yaivet in Simen Tzadi Gimel and a Bach that is quoted in Reb Kiva Eger over here, right? More or less, we'll discuss that in a second. They have a kula that if there is an escape hatch, it's going to be mutter. No? This idea we saw in the context of Recha. Does this kula apply to Zeya as well, the kula of the escape hatch? The Aruch HaShulchan says it does. Now, there are a few problems. One problem is like the very fundamental problem. But five Kohen points on the Badei HaShulchan, I think this is like Raya Mechrachas, that the escape hatch idea is mamish against this whole sif in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The machvas is underneath the kedera. What's going on over here? There's no escape hatch.
No, that's what they said. Meaning the Badei HaShulchan mechalek between their kira and our kira.
It's their kira. The pshat is that it's just mukum shfisas kedera. You put it on top and there's no escape hatch. But
on top of the top pot, there's going to be an escape. It's like this, let's say. Okay? So you have a pot over here and a pot over here, but this pot covers the whole entire width.
So that's going to be the only case when it's going to be a problem. But by us, it's not going to be a problem. What about the end of the Rama? Tolan basal yabish al kedavis shocholov. Right, that means like I hang a salami on top of my oven. No? That case, the pashtus is, it's very hard to read the case that the salami is covering up the entire escape hatch. Very hard to read it that way. I mean, it's not shaykh. And I see from this Ramah, about tolan basal yabish al kedavis shocholov, that the only reason I'm not worried about the Zeya is because it's not Yad Sol Ledespo, as I state in Ramah. But were it to be Yad Sol Ledespo, I'd be worried about it. Either there's an escape hatch. So I see the cool of this Aruch HaShulchan She'elas Yaivetz is drawing. It happens if you read Reb Kiva Eger carefully by us. Reb Kiva Eger makes a few points. Point one, he tying this, is the same thing what we saw in the Yad Avram, that if the Zay is not Yad Soledas, but the Kedera is Yad Soledas, it's going to be a problem. But then he quotes the Bach only in the case of when the Zay is Suffolk Yad Soledas Bo, no? He's only relying on this Bach if it's Suffolk, if it's the Yad Soledas in the Zay, Yesh Lahakel. But In the case where there's no escape hatch, then you can't be Megal. On Suffolk Yad Soledes. Meaning to say, Reb Akiva Eger is not relying on escape hatch alone. He's relying on escape hatch, Bitsiruf, the fact that it's Suffolk if it's Yad Soledes, and the top item is not Yad Soledes. Yeah?
Can you be Mechalik in terms of going and being Nivla into a pot versus being Nivla into food? Like, it's easier to be Nivla into food?
Definitely. That maybe it's harder to be Nivla into a Keli than to be Nivla into an Eichel.
Maybe the escape hatch wouldn't be as far as
possibly. In other words, so you want to say that the Yishuv for the Ramah, I could hold like the Bach, but only by Kalim.
You need the lockouts by Kalim.
Mm-hmm. But then it really wouldn't help us in our ovens either. Right? Now there's a svara of escape hatch in my oven. If I want to cook milchiks in my oven right after cooking fleishiks. So if I want to rely, oh, there's an escape hatch. Now, Moshe writes in that Truven Simon Mem, escape hatch? I didn't see ovens with escape hatch. Yeah, maybe you're right. There is a stickle escape hatch in the oven, but like, right? But Lamaisa, if there is an escape hatch, right, but what I want is I want to be making on the Eichel. By Eichel, the Ramah would be Machmir, right, even with an escape hatch. So I don't know if it would help us. For my purposes, I want to be make on using the same oven. I is the Halig Jewish woman who has a big issue coming up with Shavuos. That how do you possibly make cheesecake? And it's like the hardest issue of the year. No, so that's the issue that we're trying to address. So if Shechter would say, what's the problem? Apparently, cheesecakes have to be made uncovered. Is that true? Apparently, they're not made. What?
Most cakes need to be uncovered.
Right. So I think that's like the premise of the Shaila. I'm speaking to a room of, great chefs.
That's why you hate
Shavuos. Taking a list of the Yom Tovah that I hate. Okay. But Bekitzer, I would contend that if the Makar is from the din of Kisui Kederos, and in that case there's no escape hatch, but if the Makar is from the din of the Merchatz, that Mishnah in Machshirin, so the pasht in the Merchatz is that there is some escape hatch, no? What's a bathhouse? You can tell me there's nothing open? It's all enclosed? I don't think that's the pasht that's in the Merchatz case. So another nafkamina, perhaps, is going to be Hevel versus Zeya, is going to be whether there is an escape hatch. A third nafkamina might be what the Prima Godim in Hanhagas Isser V'Heter says, that is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva over here. That is the idea of the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Tumas Eichlin, that only Zayas Mashkin is Kamoso, but Zayas Ochlin is not. No? Zayas Ochlin is not going to be Kamoso. Now, what does that mean, that Zayas Eichlin is not Kamoso? The fact is, l'cha'ora, that if I'm learning from Mishnah in Machshirin, so I understand that the dinim of Machshirin apply only to Mashkin, not to Eichlin. Right? The dinim of Machshirin, of what's it said, Hechsher l'kabel tuma, that's a function of Mashkin. But if I want to learn from Nir v'kisa, sakadera, so then l'cha'ora, it should apply to Kol Dovar. Right? The problem is that the Rush, who learns from the Mishnah in Machshirin, the Lashon HaRosh at the end of that tshuva is that Zeyas Kol Davar is Kamoso. You get an impression that the Zeyas of everything is like it, which is against the Shtikl Torah that I'm trying to propose. Okay, but Bekitzer, what we have is a few possible nafkaminos between what the Makar for Zeya is, whether it comes from the Kisui Kedera, or which is clearly the way the Mishnas Yankov would take it, and therefore the Mishnas Yankov then wants to go like Rashi, but it's only if it is if it's only if the mayim is ola, as opposed to if I want to say like the Mishnah Machshirin, so then certainly it would apply even to less intense liquids, even to regular zeya. There are a few other kulas that are brought up here that, let's just make one more ha'ara about this difference between zeyas eichlin and zeyas mashkin. But Moshe writes in the tshuva there's no fundamental difference between eichlin and mashkin, it's just that most often mashkin produces zeya and eichlin don't produce zeya. Now that's what Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva in Simin Mem. There is a kula that's found in the Tshuvas Harosh at the end, where the Tshuvas Harosh tain is that maybe a davar that is hat is ma'akvasa milakabel hazeya. No? It seems to be the opposite of what all these acharinim are saying. The Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Yad Avram that we quoted earlier said that if the Zeya is not Yad Salah, this is not going to create a problem unless the Kedera is Yad Salah, in which case it's more of a problem. The Rush, however, Tainos, again, not exactly against, he says that if the Kedera is Rosachas, right? So, Yesh Leida, he's Mesupik, if it's Mekabel Zeya, because maybe the Chum HaRasicha prevents it from being Mekabel Zeya. Rav Moshe in that tshuva was suggested this idea, like three suggestions that were made to Rav Moshe to be mako on the ovens. He doesn't like any of them. This is one of those suggestions. Lamaisa, the Rush, does seem to hold of it, but I don't see it quoted in later poskim Lamaisa. So what should you do about the ovens? Yeah. So Cham L'Tocham should be more of a problem. So I think what the Rush means is that if it's Mamish Rosachas, if it's boiling, so then I don't have to worry about the Zeya, because the Zeya is so insignificant to begin with, it's Ki'ilu, it's almost like Kinegarej, it's almost like nothing, it's like Nisraf. The Rush suggests it, I don't see it come up in later post-gim, and Rav Moshe clearly rejects this idea. He says, what do you mean, if we're only worried about Bliya, the hotter it is, the more likely it's going to be Bliya. Like, well, what are you talking about? That's basically what Rav Moshe says. Lemaisa, what should a person do about the ovens? I think the standard procedure for an oven is that you cover one type. Right? The standard procedure, I mean outside of Washington Heights, is that I determine the gender of my oven. I say, my oven, I'm going to paskin, is a fleishiger oven. So I'll cook fleishigs uncovered. Whenever I cook milchigs in the oven, I should cook it covered.
And then even right after.
So, or you could do it even right after. You should probably visually inspect the oven to see that there's no accumulation of fleishigs there. Because if there's an accumulation of fleishigs there, then it's like I'm cooking the milchigs and the fleishigs at the same time.
If it's covered, why is that a problem?
Well, that would be an issue of Reicha. That which is also lechatchila, no? So I shouldn't. If it's covered, there's. Well, only one of the items is covered, right?
No, but the Ramah assumes that chumrah there is not off Reicha.
But there's another concern of Simon Kufches, right? I shouldn't cook milchiks and fleishiks in the same oven at the same time. That's a din of Reicha. Now, when the Reicha applies when it's covered, I think to solve the Reicha problem, they both have to be covered. Right? In the case if I have an accumulation of fleish in the oven, if I have like a piece of chicken, let's say, in the oven while I'm cooking my cheesecake, even my cheesecake would be covered. Right, I think that would be a problem, if I remember correctly, right? So then you should just remove whatever accumulated junk you have inside the oven. I think that's probably a sound idea anyway, that you don't want to cook in very dirty ovens. But that's just a mitzvah. Now, the fact is, most people determine the gender of the oven, and then they use the oven for that same gender. When you use it for the other type, you cover. But Five O'Cohen has a chumra that he says that if it's a liquidy item, so then you should not use it when it's covered within the same 24 hours. Let's say I cooked, it was a fleishik oven, and now I want to make like a liquidy lasagna or something, a very moist type of milchig dish. So the Bible says in that case you have to be worried about the zeya because it's a liquidy thing, and kisui doesn't help lechatchila like we see in the Ramah here. So therefore you should wait 24 hours in that case. That's his assumption. My impression is that most people, even in the yeshiva shvelt, don't go that far. Most people will cook, right, even within the same 24 hours, they will cook the milchiks after the fleishiks. Rav Shechter's position we mentioned already, that you're allowed to use the same oven, one right after the other, but it should cool down in between. If it doesn't cool down in between, it's ke'il, you're cooking them together on a certain level. So you could cook one after the other, milchiks and fleishiks, both uncovered. That's what we mentioned. However, also, you should make sure that there's no accumulation of the other type, because then I would have other concerns of recha. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is quoted that you should wait 24 hours between the use of one type and the other type, and then it's going to be okay even if they are both uncovered. Again, all of these options are valid options. They're based on good halachic procedures. In terms of, this is relevant though, in terms of kashering an oven for Pesach and the like, that's a shiur that we're going to have to give a different occasion. We just are running out of time now, and I'm running out of steam. So we'll have to give this shiur on a different occasion. But what I'd like to wish you, in addition to a good Shabbos, is a good chazara. Okay, we are now breaking. We're going to have a bechina before Pesach, right? Big words, capitals, caps lock, before Pesach. We're going to have a bechina. That bechina goes from Kuf Hey, Kuf Vav, Kuf Hey, Kuf Vav, Kuf Zayin, Kuf Ches. Then, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes, Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi Beis. 9 small minor simanim, very little information, right? But we want to just try to chazer as well as you can, and we'll have a bechina of Yetz Hashem before Pesach. We'll,
he's actually 10.
No,
we skipped Tzadi.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I already learned Tzadi.
You know, we're being easy on you guys. Okay, so let's just try to break now. We'll have a bechina before Pesach. The main thing is like to try to chazer as well as you can. Obviously, like what I've said before, you're responsible for all the Tor Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Shachtas, Pischei Tshuva. But right, the reality is that I am the one who says the Shiurim, and I'm the one who writes the question, so I'm more likely to ask about stuff I consider more important, which is generally the stuff I spoke about. So we'll just say it like that. Have a good day and begin Chazara immediately.